It's on to Ruth Epstein. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and of course joins us on a Monday morning. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
Isn't it amazing? 50 years?
50 years, yeah. That's a hard act to follow.
Well, you
and
know,
an interesting segue.
Yeah, well, that was unbelievable anyway.
Yeah, very. Time flies. Mm. Okay, back to
back to reality. Hey,
reality.
let's give credit to the Lakeville Host Company Ladies Auxiliary. They moved their dinner from Saturday to Sunday,
and it was
a success. It was a smart move because the middle part of the day on Saturday was just horrible.
Yeah, I'm sure people wouldn't be traveling out for corned beef in that weather, but good for them. It is budget season, as we've said, and the big budget coming up is Region 1 has completed its proposed budget. It will go before a hearing on April 7th. It's Zoom. It is a total of $16,600,000, and it's a 3.9% increase. Sam Herrick, the business manager, went through it at a board meeting this past week and went over, you know, large increases. Basically, most are in salaries, but there's increases for oil and other such things. But the main issue here is the discrepancies in the increases, and North Canaan, once again, is getting hit hard. And I would expect there will be some quite a bit of discussion at finance board meetings and meetings in North Canaan this next month.
You know, it's one of those things that they have very little control over.
The formula is just how many kids from your town go to the high school, and it just fluctuates.
And because the region was set up by an act of the legislature to change anything, you have to go and you have to get the legislature to act on it.
And
that's almost an almost impossible task.
Many have tried and many have failed. So we'll be following that, obviously, but it's an issue, and it is a Zoom hearing, which is different, and it's the vote will be in May. That will be a referendum, as always, in the six towns. Sharon Daycare is in the news.
Yeah.
It is seeking to expand. It's located in a section of Sharon Center School. It has a waiting list and wants to move into another part of the building, but there's some pushback from teachers who are concerned about the room they want. They say that room is very important for the classes they are giving, and so a committee has been formed. It's chaired by board member Ann Vance, and we'll be following that one as well. Budgets are in the news. Board of Selectmen has completed its budget, and so is the Board of Education, and they will be going before the Finance Board on Wednesday or Tuesday. Tonight, the Falls Village Selectmen and Finance Board meet. I'm sure budget is on that agenda. And, Sharon is Tuesday, and Canaan Board of Finance is holding its meeting on Wednesday, where it will hear its budget. So it is budget season. and tonight we have the doubleheader in Falls Village, Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen, to discuss all those issues, as we always do. Play is opening this week at Housatonic. The Housatonic Theater Society is back in operation, which is great. They're doing Into the Woods, and tickets can be gotten by
HMTS.org.
There you go.
And it's, they've got a show on Thursday at 7, Friday at 7,
and
then Saturday at 2 and 7.
Right. And great show. I stopped in to see the rehearsal, and as always, and new faces in front of the curtain. It's Michael Baldwin, who's a local fellow who grew up participated in plays at the high school and is now at Sharon Playhouse and is directing this play. And I'm sure it's going to be a great success. Lots of fundraisers coming up as well. The new there's a second year for the Miles and Smiles for Hadley 5K is going to be on March 20th. That is for children with Down to raise money for children with Down syndrome and other needs. That's at the high school at 10 a.m. And Marshall, there must be lots of fundraisers for the Ukraine. I know IGA here in Kent is going to be raising money following weekend. You can just make your donation through the register, and they'll be sending the money off.
Well, they had a big fundraiser over at the Rhee Institute in Millerton yesterday, and a local group that put that together. They have so far managed to raise, including that fundraiser, $20,000 that goes directly to two charities that are directly connected to Ukraine, and their money actually gets turned around within 3 days. And sent to the border of Poland and Ukraine, where they actually put it together.
It's amazing. People are really coming out and for support, and as they always do in the northwest corner, their generosity is incredible. And I'm sure we'll be talking about other fundraisers as well. And the classic road race. There was a question about the route in Sharon. The road race that's put on by the Sharon Child Care Center. It has always started at the green. They wanted more space this year, so they are starting at Veterans Field, where they can have food trucks and other activities. Selectmen were a little concerned, but they went over the route with some of the organizers, and they just want to be sure it's monitored well, and they have been assured of that. So that's on again after hiatus.
And also the Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship at Housatonic is once again available. This is one of the best scholarships anybody can get. It. It's for 4 years, and it's absolutely amazing what it is. It awards $20,000 a year over the 4 years.
Yeah.
And applications are available at the high school guidance office.
That is one of the.
I don't know of any other. Within, I'll say, 100 miles radius, high school scholarship, that's as impressive as that.
Yeah, we have some really tremendous ones. Amazing. So, and then we have the Kellogg Lasagna Dinner Friday night that raises money for the kids' 8th grade class trip. It is takeout only. It is at the Emergency Services Center, and on Saturday, the Maple Fest at Audubon, which is always fun. Tours of the trees, the sugar house, a talk about how the Indians, Native Americans, made maple syrup, and it's always a great day. They warn you, wear boots. It does get a little muddy out there, but a great time.
And who knows, with the weather we're going to have this week where it's going to dry out and be in the 50s each day, maybe this year it won't be so muddy.
Optimism is great.
But it'll probably have showers, though, on that day, so it is muddy. But,
so it probably will.
Because had a couple of...
Whatever, it's fun.
Yeah.
Just dress up and go, and it's wonderful. And you even get a sample of the treat, so it's great. So we're busy. Lots of meetings this week.
All right, and you get to cover them either virtually or by going out in decent weather for a change.
For a change, and in the light.
Well, yeah, that's a big change. That's exactly right. It doesn't get dark until...
So nice to have it light at 6 o'clock. So.
That 1 hour difference is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I lost the light I was starting to get in the morning.
Yes.
But still, it'll be back.
Yeah, but... We'll take it.
All right, Ruth, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find Ruth's stories, of course, in the Republican American, the newspaper, which is available online at rep-am.com or at area newsstands, and also by home delivery, rep-am.com.